You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, we only get 12 to 15 reps of teamwork a day. And I mean, in a game, you're getting 30, 40 reps. Like, you just got to make these count and be as disciplined and as detail-oriented as you can. Because, like I said, you only get so many. And while we're here, these are the deciding factor plays. So you just got to kind of be in it while you're in it and just be present so you can have the best reps you can.
What do you think Joey Bosa brings to the defense?
Yeah, Joey is... He doesn't seem like he brings much energy to the D-line, but he really does. You know, he's such a mellow person. But, I mean, with his skill set and with his leadership ability, he's just been nothing but pleasant to be around, a joy to be around. And, I mean, he's more than willing to just share all of his knowledge off the top of his brain and just hand it down, you know. And it's a blessing to have guys like him around.
He said this is the most he's hung around a group of teammates, you know, maybe more so than he did when in L.A. Can you get a sense that he's...
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've definitely done some peeling of the layers back on Joey, just trying to get him to open up a little bit. And not that he's been closed off at all, but him just being more than willing to hang out with guys outside the facility, play some golf, do some things during OTAs to kind of build those relationships so that now that we're here at camp, you know, it's just kind of like we're all friends, we're all brothers already locked in, and it kind of makes that communication aspect on the field that much easier.
It's crazy that you're attacked, you know, at this point for the best
field. It is. It is, yeah.
I know tomorrow going back to the stadium is usually like a big milestone for some of the younger guys.
Yeah.
Has that been anything that people talk about? Like, hey, tomorrow I'm going back to the stadium.
Yeah.
I know for some people that's like their first memory inside the stadium.
Yeah, no, for me, you know, I came in during COVID year. That's my first memory of the stadium is, you know, the red and blue. I mean, shoot, we did camp in Buffalo, and so we were at the facility every day that year, and then red and blue was still in the stadium, I want to say, but no fans, COVID time. That's definitely – it's a big thing. You know, it's our red and blue, it's our scrimmage. It's kind of like the first step towards real game-like scenarios, and just keep taking those steps toward the season to get us ready and get us prepared. Like, this is a staple for sure. And it's going to be a good competitive day tomorrow.
You said you have your own personal motivations for the season. Anything that you can share?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my contract year. I want to put my best foot forward so that I can keep playing the game I love and just keep moving. You know, I want to just keep improving my game as a whole. I think I've done that every year is in any kind of aspects, take a single step forward in some ways, maybe a step back in others, but just having that improvement mentality and just keeping that as my career goes on and just playing with a chip on my shoulder. I think I've made my living off of that.
AJ, is there anything specifically you've been focused on improving in this campaign with your contract
year? Yeah, just being overall, I think if we were to dissect it in layers last year, I think in the run I took a couple steps forward and in the past is something that I'm really pushing to prove myself and to the coaches that I can be a productive member of third down play and really affect the quarterback with consistency.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.